Guten Erev Shabbos. This week's dafim are quite rugged dafim. We're holding a chulin. And there is a gemara here that has a lot to teach us in other areas as well. It's a gemara on Kuf Tes Amid Beis. It says, Omer le Yalsa Reb Nachman. Reb Nachman's wife asked him, Michti, kol de osalon rachmona shrolon kavase. We know it's a given that anything that the Torah prohibited, the Torah gave us something similar, with a similar taste, that one is allowed to eat. So she asked him, Osalon Doma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us we can't eat blood. Well, what can we eat? And the answer is liver. And then the Gemara goes through Basa B'Cholov, and the Gemara says the breast of the animal has that taste, and a chazir, the Gemara gives some sort of fish, and so on. Finally, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife. It is one of the terrible arayas. For yibum, it's mutter. But the Gemara has a list of a half a dozen things which are prohibited, and something very similar is permissible. What's the point of the Gemara? Why? So there's a simple explanation that it is very difficult for people to feel quote-unquote deprived, and that's why the Torah made sure that in case somebody says, I must taste basar b'cholov, we've got a substitute. And parenthetically, that would justify some of the kosher-like bacon, etc. That's one pshat. But there's another pshat here, and a very deep pshat that the Maral gives. The Maral says that there is nothing in the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that is really wasted. Nothing in the world can be that has no purpose whatsoever. What does exist are different ways in which something manifests itself. So many activities, there's a time to give tzedakah, a time not to give tzedakah, when you can't afford it, etc. So for every taste that is treif, there must be a form for that taste that is kosher. And this sits on the axiom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not have created something that is totally devoid of any value whatsoever. It is something that actually is in this week's Parsha. In Parsha's Tzav, we finished in Vayikra most of the avoda of a karbonis, most of the shechting, taking the blood, spilling on Mizbeach, and everything. And now we have a small parasha that we start with that deals with something that to us would seem a very, very strange avoda. It's taking out the garbage. In other words, there's the deshin, and that is the leftover that has been burnt. It's finished, it's over with, and we remove it. It even says that the Kohen wore different clothing for it, because he couldn't take the clothing that's dignified and worked by Samigdash and use it for taking out the deshin. But before you take out the deshin, you take a bit of it, and that's called Trumas Adeshin, and that's like, it's an avoda. You bring it back up to the Mizbeach because it's similar to, in a sort of an analogous way, to the blood of a korban and so on. What's the point of this? And the answer is, there is never something that is wholesale gone. Everything that's there has value. And the question is how to take out whatever's valuable. So even in Deshin, which seems to us have been, it's spent a whole night, day and night on the Mizbeach, it seems to be hopeless, gone, it's nothing more is going to happen with it. No, there's still sparks of Kedusha that need to be taken out and delivered to us. Today, we're finished with Purim. But in Yerushalayim, they're still working on Mechias HaMolek, and it's Shushan Purim. It's the main one. So there's a fascinating analogy with Purim. We saw that one of the Averis that is extremely chamor is arayos, and marrying your brother's wife, even if he divorced her or if he left over children, is a terrible avera. But if he doesn't have any children, to be Mekim Shem, to make sure that he hasn't gone without leaving any remembrance, that is a mitzvah in the Torah. The Gemara here brings it, and that's the end of Parshas Yisetze. One paragraph over speaks about Mechias Amalek. There is one nation that has no saving, no redeeming factor, and that's Amalek. And it's the only one that there's a Mechias Shem. It's something that needs to be obliterated totally. It is the exception, and maybe at some point it's worth thinking about it. But understanding that it is the one exception, and that's why there is a juxtaposition with Yibum. Yibum tells me that in the hardest of circumstances, we pluck out a name, something remains of somebody who passed away and left no remembrance, and there is one part of the Bria which seems to be Kula Ra. For us, the point is, there is never a situation that doesn't have something to it that can't possibly be redeemed, or better said, that wasn't made to be redeemed. And we should be zocha, that we should be able to take the tam, all those time in the world that are trapped in Isser, find the place and the use for them in Heter, and bring out those holy sparks, Be'ezus Hashem.